Hi, it's Marika from Skin Essentials, and in today's podcast I wanted to talk to you a little bit about SPF and give you some tips for application, because there does seem to be the same comments that come over and over, and it is to do with all types of sunscreen. So whether you use our one or whether you use a different brand, whether it's a mineral sunscreen or a chemical, these all seem to be the same comments, questions, feedback that we get. So the first one is sunscreen going white or leaving a white cast or white streaks on the skin when you put it on. Now that mostly is an application issue. So when you're putting on your sunscreen, and I noticed this myself, I actually did this morning and it gave me the idea to do this podcast. I put my, like most of you, put sunscreen on after the shower, and on a normal day, when I'm coming into work, I put sunscreen on my face, chest, hands, arms, anywhere that's going to be exposed. So anyway, I was putting it on this morning and I did notice myself even that I did two different types of application, and this is what prompted me to do it. So I will always say to you, don't rub your sunscreen. So if you rub it on, so put it on your hands, and if you rub it into your face, it's going to slightly emulsify and you're going to get white streaks that just won't absorb for you. So spread it on your hands and press and gently swipe it onto the skin and let it absorb. Trying to rub it in just doesn't work. It just makes it white. So that's the first thing. And the second thing, and what I noticed this morning was, so I did that on my face and then I was putting it on my arms. And of course, I wasn't being nearly as particular about getting it on my arms, and I was rubbing it and it was going white because I was just out of the shower. My skin was still a bit damp. So that is the second tip. Allow your skin to dry before you apply your sunscreen and it will go on much easier and sink in much more quickly for you. And by the same token, if you are putting your sunscreen over other skincare, which most people will be, so you would put your serum, whatever you're using, your anti-aging serum, your collagen, whatever it is, that will go on first. So you will have to allow that to dry in before you put on your sunscreen. For the same reason, if you put sunscreen onto skin that's wet, whether that's wet from water or wet from another product, it will tend to go white on you. And that brings me on to the next one, which is sunscreen pilling up. Now, this goes for any product, but it is more so with sunscreen because it is a thicker product than most of other ones that we will use. So if you notice that when you put on your sunscreen, it's pilling up like into little balls and, you know, just getting patchy and cakey, again, it can be an issue of having too much product on underneath, or just not letting your underneath products absorb in long enough before you put your sunscreen on. Also, and this goes for makeup as well, for foundation, really for any product, but a lot of people will notice it, particularly with foundation and with sunscreen. And again, that's because they're designed to sit on the top of the skin. They are thicker than serums that you might use. So if you're using serum, say, and sunscreen, and even and foundation that all have usually hyaluronic acid, but it can go for other ingredients. So when your skin has absorbed as much as it can of any one ingredient, the rest will just sit there. So if you've got the same ingredients across two or three products and your skin has absorbed the maximum it's able for in the first product, the rest will just sit, and then, and it's usually the hyaluronic acid that will just ball up and start look like skin flaking off or just little balls of product. So again, it's application. It's making sure that all the products that you put on first have absorbed and that you're not using a lot of products that all have hyaluronic acid in them, because that is the biggest culprit. So everything really can be gotten around by taking your time, letting each layer absorb before you put on the next one. And that doesn't have to be for hours. Like, just put your serum on, then brush your teeth, and then you're ready for sunscreen. So it's, you know, it's not a long process, but it does make it significantly easier. And the last thing about application, and again, this goes for every sunscreen, no matter what type, no matter what brand, you must, if you're out in the sun, you must reapply every couple of hours to have maximum protection. So whether you're swimming, whether you're not, it will break down on the skin. Sweating and swimming, of course, is going to break it down more quickly. So you do need, if you are outdoors for a sustained length of time, you will not get maximum protection unless you're reapplying every couple of hours. So I think that is everything that is necessary to know about application tips. If I have missed anything, of course, you can let me know. Oh yeah, one other thing, it's not quite application, but it kind of ties into it a little bit, is what level of SPF. So I do recommend 30. And one of the reasons for that is because when you get into higher than 30, you do tend to get a thicker, harder to absorb sunscreen that has a lot more tendency to give you the white cast. So it's, of course, your own choice. I do recommend 30 because it has almost the same protection, although that sounds counterintuitive, but it does actually have almost the same protection as the 50. So the thicker and the higher the sunscreen, the more likely it is to have a white cast. That's just a cosmetic issue, of course. If you choose to use a 50, just give yourself extra time for it to soak in before you get dressed, and possibly you won't be able to put makeup on. It will depend on the formula. Some, of course, will allow you to do it. So it's just another one to bear in mind if you are having difficulty. And also, yes, I thought I was finished, but now I've thought of another tip. Men, for shaving. So if you're a man that shaves in the morning, just be aware that if you shave at night, and if you don't shave at all, actually, if there's any beard, any stubble, or any fresh area where you've just shaved, so texture, basically, any kind of texture, when you're applying your sunscreen to that area, it is much more inclined to turn white and to ball up because of just the rough texture of stubble or beard. So being very gentle and patting it in and pressing it in, take the extra 30 seconds is all it takes to do that, and you'll get a much, much better and smoother application, and it won't be so frustrating that you'll have these white streaks left on your skin. So I do hope that that helps, and if there is any questions that you have about SPF or, of course, any aspect of skincare, do let us know. You can reach out to us here at Skin Essentials. Our email is info@skinessentialsbymariga.com, and we would love to hear from you. Thanks for listening.